Now to some history. Slavery is, of course, an accepted part of the history of the American South, but it was also practiced throughout the North. Around the time of the American Revolution, Connecticut had more than 6,000 slaves, the most in the region. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WNPR's Diane Orson brings us the story of an 18th century Connecticut slave whose remains have recently been laid to rest more than 200 years after his death.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
9-year-old Nora Mullins sings to a crowd gathered in the rotunda of the state capitol in Hartford. It's a vigil for a slave named Fortune who died in 1798. In this building with its marble floors and ornate statues, a man once bound in servitude lies in state where governors and military leaders have been honored in the past.
Gracious God, we give thanks for the life of Mr. Fortune, who we celebrate and remember on this day.
The Right Reverend Laura Ahrens calls on those gathered to work for justice, while the Honorable Stephen Mullins of the Union of Black Episcopalians reminds them never to forget.
What happened to Mr. Fortune should not happen to any human being in the world.
Fortune was an African-American enslaved to a Waterbury, Connecticut bone surgeon named Dr. Preserved Porter. Porter also owned Fortune's wife, Dinah, and their four children. Waterbury's Matatuck Museum exhibits the art and history of Connecticut. The museum's Marie Galbraith says it's not clear how Fortune died, but there's no doubt what happened after his death.
Dr. Porter then basically flayed Fortune's body and removed the flesh from his bones and used his bones to study human anatomy.
Galbraith says the practice of using skeletons to teach medical students in the 18th century was controversial, but Dr. Porter opened a school for anatomy so doctors could learn from Fortune's bones.
And because Fortune did not have the right to his own personhood, Dr. Porter was allowed, if you will, to take advantage of his enslavement to study human anatomy.
And that, to me, is almost the horror, true horror of the story.
Al Walton is a member of the museum's African American History Project.
Fortune was worked during his lifetime, and then even after he died, the doctor is still working and using him, so to speak. Fortune never got a moment's rest.
The skeleton stayed with the Porter family for many years. In the 1930s, a descendant donated the bones to the Matatuck Museum. By that time, the slave's name had been forgotten. Museum officials put the bones on display, and the skeleton, which now had the name Larry written across its skull, hung at the museum. Walton remembers seeing Larry the skeleton during school field trips.
And I myself thought it was a fake set of bones. Many people didn't realize he was a former slave or he was in fact a real skeleton.
The exhibit was taken down in the 1970s. About 20 years later, museum officials and local residents set out to uncover the history of the bones. Walton says that process led the Waterbury community to come face to face with its past. And now, he says, it's time for the slave Fortune to rest in peace.
For me, I've always, in my mind, looked at Fortune as somebody who could be one of my descendants. I see him as somebody of my family that is going to be buried, and I want to make sure he gets sent off in a grand, dignified, honorable style.
Back at the Capitol, a state police escort prepares to carry Fortune's bones to St. John's Episcopal Church for a long overdue funeral. Fortune's remains now rest at Riverside Cemetery in Waterbury, alongside many of the Connecticut aristocrats that he might once have served. Now, when people visit the Matatuck Museum, they can learn about slavery in Connecticut. And in schools throughout the state, Fortune's story is taught to children. For Here and Now, I'm Diane Orson.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, partnering with businesses to provide scalable technology solutions to keep pace with growth and success at business.comcast.com.